Okay.
I like this.
For the more audience, the better, you know.
Learn it.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
A cricket.
Okay, what's a green one that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
Crosswise.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say, the car skidded on the sand and went, how, across the highway? Got a word for that?
What's the word for it? I can't say it now.
Well, might you say every which way or ever which way or cattywampus or this away and that away? Or?
I used to say cutting wildcat curves, trying to.
Okay. That's a new one. We don't have that one.
She didn't want everything to say in there.
I'll tell you one directed about the nigger before you go.
Okay. Okay.
Whenever you get when you
want. I guess we might as well get through these questions,
yeah,
and then we can
right.
go back and talk about the other things.
That's right.
How much tape we've got.
Yeah, I see it.
What do you call evil spirits? Some people think that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what?
Ghost.
Okay. You have any ghosts around here?
No ghosts.
No ghosts at all?
They pretend to be some, but they're not any.
Have you heard any ghost stories?
Yeah, I've heard some.
But you don't believe in them?
Pardon me?
You don't believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay.
Believe in no such thing.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that ghosts might live in?
Well, this one has been partly torn down. It's not very, very much up. It's
Or what would you call it? Do you call it a spook house or a ghost house or a haunted
house? Spook house or ghost.
Okay.
So that looks spooky. You know it does. You know, going there and all the spider webs and everything.
I know it.
Around
I've been
and
in.
It looks bad. Terrible. Makes me feel awesome.
I know.
Depends on who you take with you.
What do you call something that brings bad luck? It's just a general word that means anything that brings bad luck.
What?
Like a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo or something like that. Have you ever used those words?
Yeah, jinx, I think you say.
Okay. Do you ever use that word?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay. And how about a person who brings bad luck?
Heads up or...
Well,
heads up.
I don't think the person brings bad luck.
Okay.
I just don't really think they do, but it's said that they have... Look like putting a jinx on me or something like that.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Morgue.
Okay. Now this is where it's. Okay.
Excuse me.
Sure. Let's see. Oh yeah, we're talking about being prepared for burial. This is let's see. When a person's just died, this is the first place they take him. What's another place besides a morgue?
Funeral home. Funeral home, that's right.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Coffin.
Okay. What do you call a place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery. Graveyard, which is better known to most people as graveyard around through this area.
Do you call it a graveyard or cemetery?
I call it a cemetery, but a lot of people call it a graveyard.
Okay, well, I want to know what you call it. What do you call you don't have mountains around here, so that doesn't count. What do you call a stream of water, a large stream of water that flows through level country?
River.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country, down around the seacoast, maybe?
Morris.
Okay.
Morris Land.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses.
Okay.
Or suspenders, you can say. But that's better known. I come up saying galluses.